in the next week, you test and see what I want. And XPQ. And it XPQ monitoring statewide one. And it XPQ monitoring statewide one.
N8LAX KE8ZRI. N8XPQ KE8ZRI. KE8ZRI, monitoring on statewide one.
NAXPQ monitoring.
KE8MWN, monitoring statewide one.
KE8MWN, NAXPQ, good morning.
Good morning. You said that was November 8th, X-ray Papa.
November 8, X-ray, Papa, Quebec, N8XPQ. My name is Mike and located in Zeeland.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't catch the Q at the end. Copy that. This is Ben in Bay City, Bravo Echo November.
Hey, good morning, Ben. I'm just playing with a couple of radios here. I got one of my Motorola mobiles, I think, all programmed up to do roaming on the MiFi system properly. So I actually put in a bunch of the repeater sites for the statewide area, and I think I got it working right. So, heard you calling. Just want to say good morning.
Yeah, top of the morning. I was just playing on P25 there right before I heard you, so just finally got all the mobiles set up in the vehicle here a couple of days ago. Really the first talking I've done. Test them out good. Seem to be working good so far.
Yeah, you sound great. No problem hearing you at all. So, I typically am on the Acer System Fusion, but I haven't played with DMR a whole lot in quite a while. Been with on Fusion, but just kind of got back into DMR. I live most of my working hours in the P25 world, so. DMR is similar, but has a lot of differences as well, so it took me a little bit to get my head wrapped around this and everything. But, you know, I really think that this Turbo has better audio characteristics than the Fusion does. The Fusion can seem so tinny and raspy and get over-modulated so easily and just sound horrible. For me, it's difficult to listen to the Fusion stuff in the mobile environment. I have a real hard time making it out and hearing it. Back to you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm not a huge fan of Fusion. I'll take P25, obviously. I do work with a lot of P25 for my job, so I like DMR. The only other mode that I'm really well enough familiar with that I like is actually NXDN. It's not a not terrible quality. It's, I think, comparable to P25, but that's my opinion. Yeah, I really like the P25 machine, though.
Yeah, I do, too. I work with that all day long and keep our system up and going, so. They have some similarities, but they're inherently different as well, especially when you're dealing with the simulcast system and all that, so. But the system works well, it seems to. I don't have anything on the Turbo side in my vehicle yet, but thinking about making a switch back over to doing Turbo in the vehicle and just have a Turbo and conventional UHF radio in the vehicle and call it a day. I have fun on Fusion, and I do enjoy it. It's kind of fun, but yeah, I just have such a hard time with a lot of those folks' audio, with all the rest of the road noise and everything. I guess my hearing's getting worse, but I just have a hard time making a lot of that stuff out. I turn up the volume, it just seems like it makes it worse.
Do you work for the state or shop or like a county agency, or just kind of curious. I work at a Motorola shop here, so I do a lot of stuff with the radios that go on the state system, and then of course we got a couple of private P25 trunking customers that have their own sites that we take care of, so definitely interesting stuff.
Yeah, it is. I work for Ottawa County. So been there for many years, and I guess primary responsibilities there. Radio and 911 system and everything else, but it's fun most days. But I work primarily on the state system and with our system in Ottawa.
Yeah, one thing I learned when I started doing this is most of these counties actually purchased all the infrastructure and part of the state system still, but we mess with the consoles, the elite dispatch stuff, and it's quite a robust system, I'll say that.
Yeah, it is. There's been 11 site simulcasts. And all the dispatch consoles and phone system and everything that goes with that. You know, the 911 is just so tacky now. That tech is moving so fast, and now we're getting AI in there and just starting with that. And it's you're keeping up with the cell phones is what you're doing. That's what's really a lot of the drive in tech is. These little things we carry in our pockets every day.
Yeah, not a huge fan of the AI stuff. I think it's just, I think it's pouring out there a little too hard, too fast. But, I don't know. Could be a incorrect opinion. Not afraid to admit I'm wrong, if I'm wrong, but hasn't impressed me so far.
You know, I don't necessarily disagree with you. My opinion is we're taking small steps. We haven't implemented it quite yet, but we're very close just on our non-emergency lines. This is primarily take some of that call volume load away from our dispatchers. You know, for instance, like a loose dog or loose cat or fireworks complaints or, you know, whatever, child custody exchange, all that stuff that just takes time away from our emergency calls and can be handled by an AI bot. And it's so good that you really hardly know that you're talking to something that's not a human. And it can do the inverse, too. So if an emergency call comes in an emergent line, you can instantly recognize that and transfer it, or they can request to be transferred. There's certain keywords that will automatically transfer it over to a dispatcher, and all of that stuff is transcribed, so the dispatcher already knows before they can pick up the phone what's going on with it and what's been said. And so there's some interesting aspects to it, but I agree. You have to be careful with it because you can get yourself in a spot where you're kind of pigeonholed into a corner, so it's there, but just tread carefully.
Yeah. I think we're about in the same boat on it. I'm definitely not, like, dead set completely against it, but how hardcore we rely on it and, you know, things like that and working the bugs out of it. And I've been places before, and things roll out, and they're so heavily confident in it until it malfunctions or hiccups one day, and then all of a sudden it's like everything comes to a screeching halt because people forgot what they did before it existed, you know?
I totally agree with you. I think about that stuff every day. If it wasn't for, you know, like 911, what did these people used to do? It's like some of these people can't even think for themselves. You know, they're so heavily reliant on, oh, not my problem. It's someone else's problem to fix for me. And if it wasn't for the cell phone, then being able to pick up their cell phone and phone a friend for help, how would you even get out of the situation you put yourself into? So it's just common sense is so uncommon anymore, but that's what keeps people like you and I in business, I suppose. So you work at a radio shop then. It sounds like you're pretty heavy into the P25 systems as well.
Yeah, I am. I work at the Motorola shop up here in Bay City, Michigan.
Ben, if you came back to my last transmission, I missed it. For some reason, it didn't come through the system tight again.
Yeah, I sort of work for the Motorola shop here in Bay City, Michigan. Finally got everything set up in my car here a few days ago. I got a drawer unit in the trunk to mount all my equipment to, so I've got a XTR5550E that I'm talking on currently in a remote mount setup. I have an APX7500 for VHF and UHF R1P25, and then I've got my Dinosaur XTL5000 in here that is on the state system.
Oh, wow. Good for you. You're not messing around. I'm using a Motorola APX4550, and I'd really like to take one of these and put them in my truck. I just don't have the room without remote mounting it, and I've been really riding the struggle bus trying to find a remote kit for these things anymore because they're a little bit dated, but they're still really good rigs. So if you have any leads on a 4550 remote kit where I can get like a cable and all the parts to remote mount it, I'd be really interested in that. I've just been struggling to find one. Even on eBay, they're tough to find.
Yeah, the 4550 has been around for a while, but it's not a terrible radio. Just for my portable at home, I've got a 7550E, and then about 3 or 4 weeks ago, my latest addition to the DMR portable family was my R7. I really, really like that R7.
I haven't seen it. You'll have to Google it and take a look at it.
Yeah, the R7, it's got some similar features to the APX, like you can get the entitlement for recorded audio, so you can set it up in CPS software and put a menu button in, and or program a menu button, rather, and you can replay your certain amount of last heard audio.
No kidding. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. They're not terribly expensive, like you would expect like an Apex to be. Those things are ridiculous price. I don't disagree. Motorola makes good products, but I'm telling you what, I just get so upset with them and their business model all the time, just because they think they're king of the hill. And I was just looking at some microwave point-to-points for a system. They came back happily to quote me at close to $500,000 per.
Per
connection, so you'd have two dishes, but for to connect two sites. Seriously. You got to change your logo to Motorola, the home of the Dream Crushers. But then they say, well, we'll finance it. Well, of course you will.
Yeah, for like 15% interest.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. If you want like one of the new Next Series portables, they'll happily sell you one of those for about $10,000 a piece. But it's good equipment. It really is. But my goodness sakes. It's just ridiculously, stupidly expensive. So we're going to look at replacing radios in the next few to handful of years and have over 2,000 of them. So it's going to be a pretty hefty price tag. So we're looking at other manufacturers as well. See what that plays out. But anyway, I hate to cut it short, but I'm going to go throw a hoodie on and go hop down the zero turn and go start mowing. I got a few acres to mow and get that job out of the way.
I got you. Yeah, I'm hoping for a little break in the clouds here for a little while so that I can jump onto zero turn and do the same thing. Of course, I've only got about an acre, so it won't take me terribly long. But well, good luck on your search there, and we'll catch you a little later on down the road somewhere, I'm sure. So, N8XPQ from KE8MWN. 7-3.
Yeah, see you, Ben. It was a pleasure talking with you. Hope to run you again here soon. We'll pick it back up and talk shop again for a while, I guess. Enjoy your morning. Have a great day. KE8MWN. N8XPQ. See ya.
KE8MWN. KE8ZRI.
Calling station. I didn't quite catch your call sign there. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey, November.
Hi, Ben. This is KE8ZRI. I just heard you guys talking. I wanted to jump in there and say hello and see if this radio is working. I'm working on programming some DMR radios, and gosh, what a headache.
Well, I've got you loud and clear in Bay City.
Yeah, we're in Mount Clemens down here on the Mount Clemens repeater. how is my voice level sound, over?
You sound good. It's not too high, not too low. Nice to be able to hear somebody without having to crank the volume up wide open, or some of them radios my gain is set a little bit high and it flashed you out of the vehicle, but your sound's pretty good.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ben. this is a Baofeng DM1701 that I just got working on the MI5 network. So now I'm going to work on another radio and see if I can get that going. I bought that little Radiodity Mini, that little mini radio. It's the size of a handheld, but it's a little 20-watt thing. I want to put that in a mobile. All right, Ben, I won't keep you. I just wanted to say hello. Thank you very much. This is KE8ZRI out.
All righty. We'll catch you a little later on. Good talking with you. KE8MWN.
KE8LAX, Marker and Statewide 1.
KE8LAX, KE8ZRI.
KEAZRI, go ahead.
Good morning, Dean. How you doing? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing good. Just running around the house, getting my camera stuff ready to go and get stuff ready to go because it's Anchor Bay's homecoming tonight. So, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm sitting here trying to program radios. I got a new DMR radio and I'm trying to program it, and I got a question for you.
Well, do my best to answer. Shoot.
Boy, these DMR radios can be a real headache when you start out with them. But anyways, I was wondering about the TX policy, the transmit policy. There was something that Tim had told me, and I forgot what he said. Do I set it up so that it's impolite, or the transmit policy is polite to color code, or polite to all? Over.
Transmit policy would be polite to color code. I'll say that again, polite to color code. That's how you have to have it set up. Make it to where when you try to transmit when we're talking, it will lock you out and not let you step on somebody. KE8LAX.
Okay, thank you. That's what I thought it should be. This is a new radio and the software is a little bit different. I got that that little itty-bitty radio, that DB25D, that Radiodity, the thing's the size of your hand. So I just got it from Amazon, and I'm trying to program it right now.
All right, sounds good. Also, remember to have talker alias off. On this system in particular, we do not use talker alias.
What exactly is talker alias?
So talker alias is a basically, in my understanding, a data packet that gets sent with your transmission, so you can set basically like your BMR ID with your name and your call sign, so that if somebody were to not have it programmed in their radio, it would still come across their screen, but this system does not like it. And from what I understand, it won't populate between repeaters, so you have problems. If someone's sitting on that same repeater, from what I understand, you can talk back and forth, but it has issues on the linking side of going to all the other repeaters. KDAX, that will be.
Okay, yeah, that's what Tim was talking about. Now I understand. Okay, talker alias off. Okay, Dean, I'll let you finish your running around. I don't want to hold you up. Thank you very much. You've been a big help. 73s, this is KE8ZRI out.
KE8ZRI, KE8LEX, yeah, not a problem. I have to go to Marine City later, so I'll probably be out of range of the repeater, and I don't think I can hit Burnside from there. But up until roughly about 3:30, I'll be monitoring. So if you need any more help, just call. This is KE8LAX, clear and monitoring.
KE8ZRI, clear and monitoring.
KE8PBB, monitoring statewide one from Bay County.
KEA-PBB from Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm not doing terrible. Just got a haircut and getting ready to leave JR's here in Essexville.
Very well. I'm headed west, bus across Vets Bridge here, our last free bridge.
Yeah, until somebody else comes up with a way to monopolize it and make them all toll bridges. I hope they don't do that. But, yeah, finally got everything put in the car here, the 5550 and the P25 radios, and got it all mounted to a nice, like a rollout drawer that goes into the trunk of this car. So whenever you're not messing with any of it or whatever, it just slides in there nice and neat up at the top of the trunk.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. I'm talking 5550E as well right now. No, it's kind of cool that you got in the slide-out drawer, though. I'd like to get some slide-out drawers to fit underneath the back seat in my truck, but I'm probably going to wait until I upgrade trucks to build that out. Those slide-out drawers can get expensive quick.
Well, I actually got really lucky because the guy down at Winder has had it there for a while because Dodge hasn't made a Charger Pursuit since 2023. And he's gotten a bunch of them, you know, in the couple of years before they quit making them. So he actually sold it to me for like $400 and they retail for almost $11 now.
Yeah, I'd say you got a pretty solid deal then. That's for sure. So you got all the bodies back in that, and then you got the remote mounts up in the front of the vehicle. Is that what you're doing?
Yep. So the drawer units or bricks, you know, as most call them, the 5550E, the APX 7500, and the XTL 5000, they're all mounted in the trunk, and then I've got the control heads and Havis face plates inside of a Havis console. So set up pretty nice. I don't know if I ever run across you there one day. I'll let you check it out.
Yeah, no, that'd be pretty sweet. You've got everything covered there. That Apex 7500 would be a pretty sweet radio. I just have the 5550E underneath my driver's seat, and then I've got the handheld control head on like a gooseneck mount with the magnetic mic kind of sit by where my right knee is, so I can just grab that control head easy and throw it back down to the magnetic head. But I've been thinking about either throwing an XTL 1500, I know those are real holes in the truck, or picking up like a scanner or something like that to throw in here too.
Which band are you going to use the XTL for, VHF or UHF?
Well, I wouldn't mind a VHF one for the right price, but I was actually trying to find an old 7800 to put in the truck.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, I was going to say, I've got an extra 7800 brick sitting there and extra control heads. I just, they're so doggone cheap to get. If you get on eBay, you can normally find them for just a brick, $25-$30 for a 7800. They are not much at all.
That's not bad at all. That's not bad. I might have to pick a couple of them up if that's all they cost. I wish that they had the speakers in the face like the XPR series does. I think one of the APX does, like the 4500 or the 6500. But I hate mounting that speaker somewhere else. I just wish it came out of the face of the radio.
Yeah, I've seen guys make them work. I don't know how. I'm afraid to brick something. But the O2 control head on the P25 radios, they do have the speaker built in. You know, I was going to say, if you run across Corey one day, have him show you the stuff at Hampton Township, because like 2 weeks ago I went there and put their new APX 4500s in. And then the fire engine's got the dual head 6500s, but every one of their radios, they're running O2 control heads. But they still have the external speakers hooked up because that was already there, and they're a little bit louder, but, you know, a regular car can hear just fine.
Good to see they're finally upgrading radios. Probably well past time for them. I saw you outside the shop a couple weeks ago, and I called out to you on Statewide 2. I know you probably didn't have an HT on you. I think it was you and one other guy climbing that pole back there.
Oh, yeah, that was Paul up on the pole. I was just there because I think it's bad business to leave your comrade in the air and then go inside. That's what the other guys would have done there, but I stay out there just in case he runs into any issues. And then when he's coming down, you know, the pegs only come down so low, so then I hold the ladder once he gets to that. But I was going to say, if you find anything used out there, let me know. Bring it in there. I'll run it through the service monitor. I've got an Aeroflex 3920 just like Paul does, so gets it done pretty quick.
I appreciate that. I might have to bring in my XPR handhelds. I was kind of disappointed in the range between them, and I was wondering if one of them or both was out of alignment. Sadly, my XPS 5000 metal VHF one and P25, that transmitter got fried somehow. I don't know what's up, but it doesn't transmit anymore, so it just kind of sits there. What do you guys have for antennas and stuff up at the shop out there? I see you got a tower and a pole. What do you guys monitor?
Well, so up on that pole, we just got a nightlight out there, and then we've got a couple of one panel antenna, and then the other's a light beam. That's so we have access into our wide area coverage network stuff for our, we got a capacity plus multi-site system. And so that's just a backhaul into our network so we can get in from our computers. As I say, we got the Pinconning site and Burt and Mayville, Cass City, Shepherd, Midland. Got some more that we're working on. It's pretty nice. It's all microwave linked.
KE8TPD. Yeah, I'm actually about to drive by it again here real quick. I'm just driving by Wellspring. I'm had enough to Saginaw quick like, so I'm about to drive by the shop again. But yeah, you guys got a lot covered from there. I'm hoping to put my external antenna up here within a week or so at the house. I just got to drill a hole through the wall and get my slide pole cemented in, and I'll get my base station antenna up.
All right. Yeah, I'm fixing to sell my house and get on the west side of the river somewhere and probably a little further north, but I'll be glad when that's all done, because wherever I get to, I am definitely putting my tie. I've got a tower laying in the backyard that I've never put up and put together. And just let me know, because if you're you're really interested in a VHF P25 for a decent price, I've got an XTL 5000 laying there that I am not doing anything with since I put this 7500 in. It's 110 watt brick. It's the high power one, so you got to either remote mount it with a control head or, of course, you know, your the fan favorite, the O3, which those are pretty nice, especially if you're using a regular, you know, civilian-style vehicle. That's why I never get them, because these Chargers or Tahoes and stuff like that, they're just so much easier to put everything in.
Okay, yeah, I actually had a 110-watt XTL 5000 VHF in my pickup with the O3 head, and then I sold that to fund the 5500 with the handheld control head. That was a sweet radio. When I had that on the truck, I think I could talk to Corey about 35 miles simplex with either my quarter wave or I don't know if it was the 5/8 wave whip on the truck. But that, and then I had the pre-amplifier in there. I could hear West Branch repeater from my house near Salzburg sometimes in the morning. KE8 DVD for ID.
This is KE8 MWN for station ID. Yeah, so I run a 5/8 wave layered on my trunk. Cameron was heading north, and he was up at Penconning, and I was here in Hampton Township, and he and I were talking digital simplex, full quieting, so it wasn't even breaking up yet. He was closer to Standish before we started losing each other, but the other thing about, I never run these bricks at the full 110. I always turn them down to about 70, maybe 75. Because if you can't do it with 75, you ain't doing it with 110 either. You know, sometimes the terrain and other things, you know, they're working against you, and you're not going to make that kind of difference with 30 or 35 watts.
No, I agree with you. That's a smart decision to tune it down and help the radio out a little bit. I mean, so the 30 watts of that difference doesn't make any, at that range doesn't make much of a difference. But I would have stuck with VHF P25 probably if that P25 network had the same amount of coverage as the DMR network does. It seems like that's where the demand was, and how you guys built the system up, so I switched over to DMR. I still wouldn't mind getting back into P25. I actually thought about buying a BK Bendix King radio to get back into the VHF P25. Their all-band radio is a lot cheaper than an Apex 8000 at the Harris radios. So, I don't know. That's going to have to wait for a little while, though. So, I'd like to get back into it. We'll see when I do.
Yeah, I don't think they mind expanding it. It's just, man, and Quantars are so hard to find for a good price, and then don't even get me started on finding a good GTR 8000 for a reasonable price, because you can about throw that out the window. If you can find one of those, you know, in good shape, used for $3,500 or $4,000, you're doing good.
Yeah, that's a lot of coin for a repeater. You know, with the UHF, I really like having a shorter antenna. I think the antenna is like 4 or 5 inches on the top of my truck here with the NMO mount. It's just a, I don't know if it's a Laird it's a Larson, I think. It's pretty low profile. The range is great, and I would like to get a UHF repeater up in my cabin, whether it be for GMRS or something. I don't know yet, but the XTR 8400s are so much cheaper. I just probably try to get the 1 to 25 watt version, run it at like 5 watts into a repeater amplifier, and I think that'd be all set.
Yeah, I tell people that all the time. If you can't find something like an MPR 3000 to, you know, stroke at half power, they'll last forever if you keep them in a good environment, but if you got them somewhere where they're getting really warm, and you're running them at the full 100 watts, oh, they'll eat up a power supply quick. But, you know, you got the right idea with an 8400. You know, it's like just drive 5 or 10 amps into a PA and get 50 or 75 out. And, I mean, it'll play all day like that.
Yeah, that's the goal. Well, if I can find one for a good cheap price in the UHF 1 range, then I think I'll try to snag it at some point. But, I don't know. A lot of guys are still wanting $1,000 for them or $700 or $800, and I'd like to spend a lot less than that on one.
Yeah, Motorola finally quit making the GPR 8000, and now they've got a different repeater out, and it's pretty similar, but still different than the GPR 8000. So, kind of hope I'll start seeing some of these GPRs out in the wild, and maybe for a halfway decent price. But I won't hold my breath on it. I would like to get another P25 repeater somewhere further north, because I do love the P25 network. I mean, you can go from West Branch and you can drive all the way down 75 and 23 and get well into Ohio, and the only two repeaters you'll use is this one here in Guilford and then the one down there in Detroit. It's, them two machines have got a solid footprint. I've never been over to the Grand Rapids machine to know what kind of coverage it really has, but it looks like on the map that it does pretty good.
Yeah, I had pretty good luck talking into the Guilford repeater and the Detroit repeater when I go down to the airport. But at my house, I was just having too much trouble to get in with my HT. Now, I don't know if that was my HT or I was right on the edge of the footprint with an HT. But I would love it if there was a VHF P25 repeater in West Branch or something like that, but I'd also really love for a MI5 repeater to pop up in either West Branch or Tawas, so I could get covered by hail a lot easier. I think West Branch would probably make more sense, but from Tawas north on the east side of the state there, it's kind of a dead zone for ham radio.
Yeah, there's only a handful of them, and I mean, like you said, by the time you leave from here and you're away from the 3-1, then you got West Branch there. There's not a whole great deal in the way of repeaters from there until you get up to, like, Hackleberg or Alpena. I don't know if that one's still on the air doing good or what. I heard it was a pretty old machine, so. But, yeah, somewhere out there to find a good hill and have a tower with a good machine up there would most certainly be nice. Especially, I don't know, my thing is I'd like to put another P25 up somewhere up north and get it tied in. They're just, it's fun. It's a good mode. I like it. Of course, I like DMR too.
Yeah, no, that'd be awesome. If some more P25 got brought in. I prefer P25, both the equipment and the audio, but there was just so much more support, and there was more XPRs on the market than there was APXs and XPSs for a while. So I picked up, I think I've got two 5550Es and two 7550Es. I'd like to add a couple more to the inventory, but eventually, so. But Ari, hey, I got to hop out of the truck. It was good talking with you, Ben. Thanks for coming back to me. Hope you enjoy the rest of your fall weekend out there in Hanson. Hopefully the consumers guys are done banging around that solar field. KE8 PVB, I'll be clearing the final.
Yeah, I could hear the tracks on the dozers there this morning. No booms at the plant, though. I do have a 7550E that's sitting there doing nothing since I bought my R7, so... Yeah, I don't know. I think you got my number still, but you can get at me sometime, and we'll have a discussion there or meet up somewhere. So, yeah, take it easy. Good chatting with you. This is KE8MW, Monitor, Statewide 1.
KE8, ZRI, Monitoring, Statewide 1.
N8X, PQ on Statewide 1.
KE8.
John, NAWRO here. I didn't hear who you were calling. Was it me or Wally?
I was looking for Dave, but I'm pretty sure he's still out of town. But I don't know if he has his radio with him. But I just got the FDS-98 form to send emails, but I kind of wanted to know who he wants me to send those emails to. I got it working. I sent it to myself, for like a proof of concept. So now I just need to populate it with the correct email addresses.
I thought he mentioned he already had it going to him. Did you see that when you got into it or no?
Yeah, it is going to him, but it seemed like, so he was asking for some sort of notification, and then I think he wanted you to have an ability to get the notification also. So, and then he assigned me the task to do it, so I did it. But yeah, I'm not 100% sure what the intent was there. And then also, I'm trying to pull up the task real quick. Let's see, John's on my list. Bear with me for 1 second. So he says, he created one calling FDS automation. And he says, alerts when someone fills out FDS forms so we don't have to check email. I'm not sure what kind of alert he wants or if that's a typo because, you know, what I got it to work for emails, but if he's already getting the email, what kind of alert does he want? I can do it on Discord, but I need to get a webhook from him, so I'm not sure.
Well, I can shed some light on that. I think this has come full circle. That was my request. I wanted email notifications so I could take that off his plate. But he would still get it. Do we know, is it going to is it still going to their main ARPSC Gmail address? And then item two, what the email you would be my email. You have it, right? The iCloud email?
I should have it because it should be on the FDS-98 form. So let me look. Yeah. Yep, I have a Comcast one, so maybe shoot me one in a private message, because I'm not sure that I have it or not. But yeah, I can add you on there. The email will probably come from me because I use my account to automate it. But yeah, that should help. There is probably an easier way where we don't have to do it with scripts. You have access to the FDS 98 form?
Correct. It's my job to try to remember to check it every now and then, but I would love it to be pushed to me rather than me exactly what you're doing. So I'll send you an email, but the most recent emails I've been sending you is the iCloud email, but I'll send you another one just to clarify, and that would be the email address. And in fact, it's coming from you. It's not an issue. And that's it. That project is done. It just goes to Dave and me, and that would suffice because, you know, we're the ones doing it. So, and I'm taking that load off of him to, you know, I'm throwing out the postcards, right? So I want to know if they're being effective. And I would like to know as soon as possible by it pushing it to me rather than email is fine. That's the only notification we need. I'll send one to you right now, John.
All right, well, hold off on that because there is an easy one. Can you pull up the FDS-98 form? I'm sorry, not the form, but the sheet where the responses go.
All right, I'm in responses now. We have, looks like we got some more. See, we're at 37, so now I got to figure out who the new guys are.
It was me testing it. I put myself in there twice. I will delete those rows and put it back to where it was. I just had to test it a couple times. But if you click on Tools, underneath Tools, there's a menu item called Notification Settings, and you can click on Edit Notifications, and then you could say a user submits a form, and then I would choose right away. And then it should send you the email just doing that. And then we don't have to automate anything. And it's just kind of a native Google Forms notification, nothing fancy.
All right. We can do it directly from here then. No need to. That must have been how Dave originally did it. for him, correct?
Well, possibly. My hunch is that when you create a form and then you have a spot for the responses to go, it defaults to sending you an email. So he probably didn't have to manually do this, but this is probably the cleanest way to do it. I added myself in there, so I'll get the email too, but I don't really need it. I might try to take myself off. Because I don't want that information coming to me if I don't need it.
So when it sends an email, it's just telling you, we got a new one, come check it. Or is it actually pushing the data itself to you, the new sheet to you by email?
From what I've seen, it's pushing all the data from the sheet to your email, which is not kind of ideal. That's why I'm going to turn it off for myself, because if my email ever, you know, has any issues, I don't want everyone getting that information. So it's kind of why I like the Gmail email, just because I don't use it for private stuff. It's just kind of for automating for the most part. So if I don't need it, I'm not going to use it.
Okay, sounds good. I agree with that. And I'm in the settings now. Where am I going to go ahead and add me? Settings is the rank choice at the top, not responses, or should I go back to responses?
So it's going to be on the responses form, and then there's, you know, it's got a bunch of menu items towards the top, like file, edit, view, insert, format, and eventually you'll come across one named tools. So you click on tools, and there's a notification settings submenu, and then you would click edit notifications, and then you could say, like, it should say notify me and then at your Gmail account, and then you can choose any changes are made, which you could probably select that for yourself so that you know if somebody's making changes to the form. But ideally what you want is a user submits a form. So you could check them both, and then you could, then it says notify me with, and then you want to know an email right away, or maybe you want an email at the end of the day at a daily digest. So that has like a summary of all of the ones added. So I'm leaning towards right away, just so you can act on it right away. But that's up to you. So hopefully you followed that. If not, let me know.
NHWRO, hate to do this, John, but do you got time to drop into Discord Command 1 to finish this?
I sure do. I'm on my work laptop. And yeah, I can do it from my phone. If I wanted a screen share, but you can screen share, and that'll work. So I'll see you over on Discord. K-E-A-W-U-O, clear monitoring, and QSY.
Hey, K-E-A-W-I-S, monitoring, statewide
one. W-A-B.
This is K-E-A-W-U-O, statewide one.
K-L-A-S.
Well, I know that was Dean because I heard the LAX, but you were awfully broken. Hopefully you're not in the shower again.
Oh, I'm in St. Clair County quite a ways, past Holmes Road. I was just curious if I was getting the machine good.
Yeah, that was a lot better. I was picking you up pretty well. You going to try to send a win-win form while you're over there?
Yeah, I'm headed to for coming tonight.
Yeah, you're right on the edge of your rope. I got some of that, but not all of it. So St. Clair needs its own repeater. I think it's in the works, but I don't know.
instructions that I'm headed to Marine City for some kind of photos. I don't know if you copied that. If you can't really hear me, I'll say 73.
Yeah, it's, I'm picking up a good amount of it. It sounds like you're heading to Marine City. You had something to do down there, and you were saying if I can't hear you, you would say 73s. But, yeah, you are kind of right on the edge of your rope, so probably would be best to take it off of statewide one. But yeah, well, give me a shout back. Or shout when you're back on this in this neck of the woods.
WAEMV, good afternoon from N8XPQ. WAEMV, N8XPQ.
KE8, ZRI, monitoring. KE8, ZRI, monitoring, statewide one.
K-E-W-U-O,
K-E-8-W-U-O, go ahead.
Just got back in the area, so I figured I would call back through, because I know my last time I was on the fringe. I was just calling to say that Mike 2 system is actually really kind of cool.
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice. It was fairly expensive, and it works really well. And I believe it delivers excellent audio. It's one of those things that when you watch like a YouTube video or whatnot of a lot of streamers that are, you know, quote unquote professional streamers, a good majority of them use the Mic 2 or the Mic 1. I think there's a Mic 3 out now, which is annoying, you know, how that goes. But yeah, it's supposed to be a pretty efficient little system.
Well, I didn't really watch the video, but I figured it out fairly quickly. I'm thinking I might actually just use my cell phone because it hooks right up to my cell phone with a USB-C cord, just my charge cord, and I hooked it up to it. And my phone will do 8K at 30 frames, so and it made the audio on the phone great.
Nice. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad we have a couple viable options, and should make it nicer for our members that can't make it to the meeting. We'll have something for them to digest at their leisure. And then even for some of us that can make it, you know, some of the concepts and the content of the meeting would be nice to, you know, absorb it twice. So I definitely look forward to seeing what we walk away from with, you know, from these meetings and having the ability to watch it again. And then if I ever get up there and give anybody a once-over on, you know, net logs or anything like that, it'd be nice to watch how horrible I did and how bad I am at public speaking. So yeah, I look forward to it.
Yeah, I also tested another thing, the 1080p, whatever it is, but I've got a decent webcam, and I hooked it up to the computer with that webcam. You have to flip what the used audio input is on the computer itself, but that was also an option that worked.
Gotcha, nice. Yeah, I kind of like the GoPro with that thing connected, because then it just records all the audio and video right to the GoPro. And then we can kind of either use a continuous edit or not. But as long as you feel comfortable that it will, you know, be recorded. Like, I like the GoPro because it's like no matter with internet connection or anything, we've got the video and the audio feed from the day. But like I said, whatever works for you, whatever you feel comfortable with, I'm okay with, you know. And then also, like, you know, both those mics record their audio locally on themselves, so you can plug that into the computer, plug in the USB-C to your computer, to the mic too, and then download the audio off of that. So as long as we have the video recorded somewhere, you know, we know the audio will be saved. So I guess the biggest priority would be the audio or the video, but you know, it might be nice if it's all recorded at once, audio and video, onto one device. Then we can just post that one feed and go from there. I like the idea of an unlisted YouTube video, but we'll have to run that by Dave because I don't know how much he will like that idea. But unlisted would be unavailable to anyone without the link. So they would have to have the link, and then they could see the video. But technically, members with the link could share the link to non-members, and then people will see it. So, but I guess that's true for a Dropbox anyway, or in most other forms of delivery of that content. So it's something that probably you and Dave will have to talk about, and but whatever works for you.
My thoughts were is no matter how we record, I don't think live streaming is the way to go, because there's a lot of inconsistencies to it. So even on my phone, it would go to storage, and on the computer, it would be a direct local setup. And then we can edit it, cut it, whatever we're going to do, and then post it wherever we, you know, want to post it. Even if we post links, create another channel on the system, just create links, and the newest meeting goes right to the bottom of that link, so it can just be, even if someone wanted to reference it from a couple weeks ago, and then we just, you know, delete out ones that are, let's say, you know, 6 months old or what have you.
Yeah, I like the YouTube link option, and, you know, we just have a unlisted video that's not really open to the public. And then, we created our own ARPSC YouTube channel that's specific for that. And then that channel could have unlisted and then also listed videos if there's ever, like, a deployment that we want to, you know, make public, just advertise as a YouTube, you know, video. You could have public videos and then the unlisted stuff. And we can put them in different categories on the YouTube site, so that you have some that are, like these are our membership meetings, and then these are, like, the public, you know, deployments that we want to share for whatever reason. But that's, once again, something that we really need to run by Dave and make sure he's okay with it.
Yeah, we'll run it past him. He might actually like that idea, because there was Tim and I believe Dave even were talking about a YouTube channel specific to the Macomb County ARSPC. So there's a good possibility that might be exactly the way it goes. KEOSYD.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. I look forward to seeing that. And then I saw you assigned me a task today about probably getting together and figuring out what we want to do for content for the YouTube. Did you want to talk about that here now, or you want to do that on event one in a little bit? What did you have in mind for that?
However, it was more of a, I was kind of learning the app and kind of, like, figuring out how to change stuff up on the list, and that's something that does definitely need to get done. I don't know if Dave's available or not. And I know Tim's not necessarily sure, Obviously, Final Say goes, you know, from the boss, but I kind of am curious what leadership in general, what kind of direction they as a whole want things to go, which is kind of why I put, you know, some of the leadership in there. I know there's a few other people, but I think I missed a couple, but same idea, same premise.
Yeah, what we should probably do is reach out to Dave and see when he's available. And if I can only offer you suggestions of what I would do, but then at the same time, maybe that's not what Dave wants. So we should probably run it past Dave and make sure whatever we're doing is kosher, and then go from there.
Yep, I agree. Like I said, the reason why I put a bunch of people in there was more for a brainstorming, so that everyone could hear everybody's ideas and come up with something solid. That way, I can kind of get on track.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to see you using that app and assigning tasks and just getting familiar with how that works. I like assigning myself tasks so that I don't forget to do things. It's kind of like a place saver for whatnot. But yeah, I think that'll be good. And then also it's kind of like the squeaky wheel gets the grease. If you're in there asking for advice or whatever, you're more likely to get it. So that works out well. But we probably want to reach out to Dave directly because it might get lost in tasks on there, as it's kind of, I'm not sure if we have a Google Calendar that we can use to schedule it, but like you could ask Dave and see if he could put it on that calendar so that we can all see it and then try to attend. But ultimately that's kind of your thing, so we don't need to be there, but you'll probably want to touch base with Dave. But we can also contribute, so I don't mind being there. I don't know where to, you know, call it yours and not ours or whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I don't know. I definitely just don't want to overstep any boundaries. That's my main concern.
I absolutely agree. And yeah, I mean, that just it's just more of a brief touch on it over here. I'm not sweating it. I kind of put it on there as like a reminder, but I agree with you. We can contact Dave directly at some point here and just find out when he's got, you know, an extra, you know, 30-40 minutes to brainstorm and kind of figure that end of it out. And I just found this radio that I was using yesterday is a UHF only. I was using a dual band antenna. I found the UHF only antenna, so my reach seems to be getting quite a bit further.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. That's good to hear. I left a little pause there in case anybody else wanted to jump in, but yeah, that's pretty cool. Are you using an external antenna from your radio?
Negative, no. Every time I'm in the car on this radio, it sits in the clip holder and I use my shoulder mic.
Copy that. Yeah, Neil, the shoulder mic allegedly helps too because it acts like a, what do they call it? Like a ground plane or something. Supposedly the speaker mics help a little bit, but I'm no expert. I don't know if you saw, but they must be monitoring because we added a date for the social media thing.
KE8WUO KE8LAX. I don't know if you didn't get my last transmission or if you got a phone call or not, but I just got to one of my destinations, and I got to step out of the car, so I'm going to say 70 feet for now.
This is T-E-O-X. I will be clear on your final. Copy that. Yeah, I did not get your last. I don't know if you got mine about Dave updating a date on your task, but he must have been monitoring. But I will call 73s for now. This is K-E-8-W-U-L. I'll be clear and monitoring.
K-E-8-W-U-O, K-E-8-Z-R-I.
Go ahead, Z-R-I.
Hello, John. My name is Brian. I'm a new ham here, and I'm trying to program these VMR radios. A real challenge for me. I was sitting here. I just got done writing the contact list to the radio, and all of a sudden, you guys, you and Dean came on the radio, and I about fell off the chair because the radio started talking to me.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like you must have done something right.
I was wondering if you could help me with a little problem. Can you explain what the RX groups are for? I really don't know what the RX groups are for, but I think we need them. You know, can you tell me what those are for?
I'm probably not the best person to ask, because in full disclosure, I'm using a Wally code plug, and I haven't done a deep dive on this yet, but I would assume that Tim, N-A-W-R-O, might be able to jump in. Also, Dean might know a little bit better, and then Wally, W-A-V-D, if any of them are listening, or anyone else that can answer that question, please do so.
K-E-8-L-A-X.
K-E-8-L-A-X, go.
So it depends on the radio. I have two radios. The radio I'm talking on now, you can create receive groups, or there's an option in there to not use them. In my other radio, you have to use them. It's kind of tricky, and I've had problems with it. What I like to do is use, in the receive group for that particular zone, only use the channel that you're listening to. So, like, right now we're talking on 5-1. I would only use 5-1 for that receive group, because if you're on the repeater and you do, like, 5-1, 5-2, 5-3 in one zone, as soon as someone keys up on that frequency, or that talk group, I should say, you will hear everybody coming across, even though you won't be able to respond. So I don't know if your radio has the option to not use it, but if it does, I prefer not to.
Okay, well, I'll have to do some more studying here. I'm just trying to figure out what it's for. I thought you had to use the receive groups to listen and to scan, or like scanning, which leads to my next question, is I wonder what the scan lists are for. I don't know what those are for either. But, okay, I'll look around and I'll see if I can figure something out. I think there's a wiki on this radio. Software, a wiki that I can look something up on. Over.
Yeah, like I said, with this RV22, when you're creating your channels, you can select not to use a receive group, and so each channel that you select doesn't use a receive group. But now if I were to use it,
okay, yeah, I think I see what you mean. Okay, well, Thanks a lot, Dean. I didn't want to bother you because I know you said you got to your destination. Okay, well, thanks a lot. I'll do a little bit more reading on this and see what I can figure out. I appreciate your help. I hate to keep on bothering you, but, boy, you guys are really helpful. Okay, this is KE8ZRI 73s, and we're out.
WAVD.
WAVD, go ahead.
Yeah, what he said. Just leave everything as an individual channel for now. Talk group 5-1, time slot 1, have it as its own channel. Talk group 5-2, time slot 2, have it as its own channel. Don't bother with the receive groups until you really understand it. It'll just confuse you. So as for now, I set them all up for anybody that I give radios to. One, because God knows these radios can handle hundreds of channels. So just go ahead and just give it in an individual channel. Don't worry about the receive group.
Okay. I set up all the MI5 CMEN repeaters on talk, not talk group, but on time slot 1. Do I have to also create channels for time slot 2 and 3 and so on?
Yeah, if it's an even-numbered talk group, 5-2, it's an even-numbered time slot. If it's an odd-numbered talk group, it's an odd-numbered time slot.
Okay, Roger that. I understand that. But do I have to make channels other than time slot 1?
Yes. So channel 1, let's say channel 1 is your first channel and it's 5-1. Channel 1 would be the frequency, color code 1, time slot 1, talk group 5-1. Channel 2 would be same frequency, time slot 2, color code 1, talk group 5-2.
Okay, I see. I only have it set up for time slot 1 right now. I guess I have to go back and edit it and do that. Have to add those channels.
Yeah, if you do it the wrong way, they'll call you out on it. The administrators will, they will let you know. And also make sure you put color code 3 in or polite mode in as well.
Yeah, I have them all set to polite as to color code. Polite to the color code, over.
Yeah, but if you're, let's say, if you're doing something on event 3, which you can't use without authorization, you know, something from a COMA or PSC or something like that, you can't use it. But if somebody's talking on 5-1, you'll get a busy signal, and that's the way they want it. Otherwise, you don't want to cut it out because each frequency can do 2 channels at one time. 2 frequencies are basically 2 channels at one time. So 5-1 and 5-2 can be talking concurrently at the same time, but that's going to tie up 5-3 and 5-4 as well. So that's the reason for the polite mode. But, yeah, just make sure that you have everything set that way and just do individual channels. Don't worry about the received groups till after you understand DMR. No hurry, no reason for it. It's cool for scanning and everything else, but realistically, the only thing you have to listen to is 5-1 and 5-2.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Walt. I really appreciate the help. Thanks a lot.
Just make sure you don't talk on 5-2 and time slot 1. You'll get yelled at.
Yeah, I think I got that down. Yeah, I think I understand that. Okay, well, thank you very much, Walt. Thanks for coming back. I appreciate it. You guys have been a big, big help. This is KE8ZRI saying 73s, and I'm out.
Thank you. Have a good day. Back to watching that football game. WAD.
Thanks for stepping in there, Wally. KE8ZRI 73s.
This is Kino Echo 8 Whiskey Oscar Juliet, 88WOJ, Rich, Southeast Michigan, and Statewide 1.
Station that just called, this is KE8LAS. I didn't really catch it, I was out of the room. Go ahead.
Hi, Dean, it's Rick, KE8WOJ. I just threw out a call there to see if anybody was awake on Statewide 1.
I'm always awake. Half the time I sleep with the radio turned on next to my bed. How you doing tonight?
I am hanging in there, fat, dumb, and ugly, same as always. How about you? I wish I could do that. I usually get some TV going or the computer screen streaming a movie or something, but I usually only make it through a few minutes of it, and then I ended up dozing off. That's what happens when you get old.
Yeah, today we went over to Marine City with the daughter, who's a senior this year, and she's doing homecoming. So her and a bunch of her friends went to the lighthouse in Marine City, and we took photos. Right now I've got it pulled up on the computer, and I'm doing some color corrections and some editing because the wife wants photos to post on Facebook, like, immediately, so I'm hopping to it. KELX ready.
Oh, cool. I used to enjoy that, too, post-processing photos there. And the lighthouse, I seem to have heard about that. Isn't that a really nice restaurant?
No, it's physically a lighthouse in Marine City, right on the river, with Canada across the river. The girls out here like to pick parks to take pictures at, and it just so happened to be Marine City's homecoming as well, so it was very busy back over here.
Oh, cool. Do you get to go up in the lighthouse and look around from way up there?
Nah, although that would have been very cool to do. It's all closed off. I'm not even positive if it's operational, but it's a decent aesthetic for photos.
Yeah, okay. That'd be nice if you could get up in there and excuse me, up at the top and get a few photos around the area. I imagine that'd be pretty nice.
Yeah, the only place I've ever been able to do that at, and I'm sure there's other places, but the only place I've been able to do that at is that lighthouse right up in Mackinac. I believe it's just a stone throw from the fort.
Oh, okay. I know there's a couple, too, along Lake Huron there, around north of Port Huron. I think there's one up by the tip of the thumb, and then it seemed like there was one about halfway up the thumb there, but I didn't know if you could get in those or not either.
Yeah, I'm not positive. I know that in Michigan, somewhere there's a whole lighthouse tour that you can take. Well, it's more like a route that runs the scenic route to all of the different lighthouses around. I forget what website it was on, but they have a whole planned route for it and which ones to go to first, and it's interesting. I'd like to do that one year on the bike.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I think an old friend of mine I went to school with, they're retired now. He's got a motor home and he travels around all the time. And it seemed to me he talked about going on a tour just like that. I think he was going from lighthouse to lighthouse all around Michigan there. It sounded like a whole lot of fun. And it took quite a while. I think it was like a week and a half, 2 weeks or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it would, and that's what's stopping and stuff, because if you pretty well go straight through and only stop for, you know, essentials, you can do the ride, the whole exterior of the Lower Peninsula in, I want to say, three or four days, just stopping for minimal sleep. So it takes a while. I believe that.
Yeah, his brother, they're twins, him and his brother went to Michigan Tech to school there, and they joined a fraternity there, and I don't know, it was a long time afterward. They had a fraternity reunion kind of thing, and me and him went up, but we went a week early, and both of us were into photography at the time, and we spent the whole week driving around to all the waterfalls in the UP, getting photos of the waterfalls there. Man, we had them all. There was just waterfalls everywhere. I had this great big lunch bag full of exposed film, and I ended up losing it somewhere. I have no idea what happened to it. I was really bummed. I'm still bummed about it.
Fair enough. remind me again, where's your QTH?
Yeah, I'm over here in West Bloomfield, around Orchard Lake, Walnut Lake, around in that area.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, but some of the hands that I don't see often, that I just talk to, you know, a few times here and there. Which actually I talk to you fairly often, but when I don't have a face to put to the name, I put other things in my head, and usually locations is the other thing. I appreciate it.
KEOX,
yeah, no problem with that, KEOX. It's probably a good thing you don't have a face to try and remember. It probably scared the heck out of you.
I've seen worse. It's all good. But, yeah, it's been a long day. Definitely been a long day.
Yes, sir. I was usually, there's a small little short tribute net that I was, a friend puts on. There's only a few people that, kind of join it every week. But, anyway, I was supposed to get in on that tonight, and, I got busy. I've been programming it, these three anytones, kind of keep them all up, you know, the same kind of thing. Found some talk groups in Iceland and Nova Scotia and a bunch of different places. So I was flipping around through there, and I found a couple guys talking on Nova Scotia. So I ended up spending a whole bunch of time there talking with them guys and missed my tribute net. But it tickled me to be able to talk to them guys crystal clear, you know, and I didn't have to have a yard full of antennas.
Fair enough. Were you running the Brandmeister on a hotspot?
Yes, sir. Yep. I've been having trouble with the clear notes. I don't hardly use that anymore, but I've got a Zump Spot Elite 3.5-inch display, and that thing's been running great for a long time. So, yeah, I've been doing a little more programming and setting that up to make better use of that. And it's strictly digital. The clear note is analog, also an All-Star, and I kind of miss the All-Star on the Zump Spot. I can live without it. DMR is just fine.
Yeah, same with my hotspot. It only does the digital mode, but that's okay. Obviously, I know I've mentioned this before, since I'm in this network, I don't really play with the hotspot much anymore. I played around when I first got it on, 91. I believe 91 is U.S. Or no, 91 is worldwide. I played around with U.S. nationwide and worldwide a little bit, but it's just so busy that you pop in. They're only super quick QSOs. There's no conversations, no nothing. And, I mean, that's fun. It kind of gives me HF vibes, if you will, but it wasn't necessarily my bag. But it's still a good thing to know how to operate and know how to use it. That's a leader.
Yeah, I don't know what you're using there, Dean, but your audio sounds like crap. You're very muffled. You got like a railroad track in the background. What the heck are you using?
I'm using a Retivis RV22. I just changed the locations, and I'm using my shoulder mic. Same thing I've been talking on for the last couple weeks now here. Is that any better?
No, it's not. It sounds like you got like a railroad train going on the track in the back of you, and you're very muffled. So I guess everybody's just been kind not to tell you about that. But, yeah, I would definitely verify your equipment with the Brandmeister Parrot. But I got to turn this off because it's horrible to listen to. Talk to you guys later. KF8S.
Okay, David, have a good night. KF8S, KFWJ. And, yeah, there was a – I thought it was a fan going in the background. Kind of thing sounded like over here, and you are kind of a little bit muffled, but I kind of attributed it to being tired.
Fair enough. I pulled the shoulder mic off. Did that change anything?
It's very weird. There's a going on in the background kind of thing, and you do sound kind of muffled. Now that you mentioned it, it's sort of sticking in my head.
Okay, well, that just means I got something going on with the radio, because I just took the shoulder mic off, so completely different mic the radio's using. So I'll have to figure it out, but I appreciate the heads up. This is KE8OAX, and I will be clearing it out.
Okay, Dean, have a good one, and good luck. And yeah, you usually are a lot clearer and sounding good. It's usable, but, I know you're probably like me, and you want a good signal. if I know something's wrong, I gotta quit and get in there and dig into it. But Anyway, have a good one there, and good luck with the photos and the processing, and good luck with the debugging there. It's always fun to do. KEWOJ.
WOJ, iTunes Radio, that team. Sorry to come on back to the KEWOJ.
Oh, Dean, that's even worse. That's it's real choppy. It's just, yep, it's worse, whatever you did.
It might be a repeater issue. I'm not sure because this is a completely different radio. I appreciate it. Thank you. 736-KEWOJ.
Okay, good luck. I hope you figure it out. I'll be saying bye if you, you know, you want to keep trying something. I'll be listening. Good luck. Take care. KEWOJ.
KEAWUO. Dean, I would try getting out of your house and see if there's some kind of interference in your house that's going on. Because it kind of sounds like what I hear when I have a charger going near my radio from the cigarette lighter in my truck type of thing. It just sounds like maybe it's just interference from something. So try getting away from your house.
Hello, John. Thanks for joining in. How you doing tonight? KEAWOJ.
Just got home from tinkering around at work and putting the dogs out. Just.
Oh, cool. That sounds like fun. I remember long ago seeing some guy had some drawings and some pictures of a satellite dish he turned into an amateur radio antenna. Looked like kind of fun. I think we got an extra one laying around here I was considering playing with. But, I got enough going on anyway. And, boy, working on a Saturday evening. Kudos there, bud.
Well, in full disclosure, I do go to work a lot just to get out of the house. But I don't know if I did any work. I mainly work on ARPSC stuff. So I got a couple things done that I wanted to get done. And also kind of worked on some of the scoring for the set. We have to submit some paperwork for a certificate from the state for our group. And so I helped out with that a little bit, but that was much earlier in the day. And then I did take the dogs out. So I probably left work, I think it was around 7:30, so a couple hours ago.
Oh, I know what you mean. I used to work at Modern Engineering and had 24/7 card access to the building there. And sometimes, 5 o'clock in the morning or late at night kind of thing, it'd be nice and peaceful and quiet, and you could get a whole lot done there. So I know what you mean, but I've usually lived alone a good portion of my adult life. I lived alone, so it was pretty quiet at home, too. The home attractions, the refrigerator, the TV, all the stuff going on that usually kept me from getting a whole lot done.
Yeah, I hear that. I get a little stir-crazy if I'm at home for too long, It's like I get, antsy. I gotta get out and go do something, And so that's kind of why I like to work. I got that office that keeps trouble. It's getting a lot of interference on the FBI repeater right now. I don't know, there's a lot going on out there. It's probably Dean trying to get in somewhere.
I was going to say, I can hear the same kind of thing going on in the background over there. He must have another radio on.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. That was weird because he had the same kind of static in the background on both radios that he used. So I suspect it's something local to his QTH or, where he was laying. Maybe his phone was charging or something, but that's hard to say. But hopefully he gets that figured out. But so what's new and exciting with you? You getting anything, any new toys, anything fun today?
Yeah, a couple hours ago I was supposed to get on a trivia net. A friend gets a little trivia event going every Saturday evening here, and I was supposed to get on there, and I got busy fooling around with, now that I got three Anytones trying to get them all programmed exactly the same kind of thing. And, anyway, I got some other talk groups, Nova Scotia and Iceland and a bunch of different places there. And I just happened to run across a couple guys talking on Nova Scotia, so I ended up spending a good hour or so talking to them fellas over there. That kind of tickled me. You know, crystal clear, clear as a bell, not a yard full of antennas there. And I don't know, you'd think where I was at, there's repeaters all over the place. And on analog, I could hit a lot of them, which DMR, I was told, was you can reach out further with DMR. But there's only one WHCMC in Detroit there that I can seem to use. Thing. So I'm stuck on the nodes most of the time.
Yeah, that's one of the things I want to try to tackle tomorrow if I can, is setting up an all-star node for analog repeaters or whatnot, because I don't know, for some reason I've just been sticking with HTs. And to me, HTs make a lot of sense, because if you're doing deployments or public safety stuff, you're likely not going to be hauling a mobile radio or a base station around. And so all my priority has always been towards HTs, because you can wear them while you're doing stuff and walking around. So with that said, you know, when it comes to me, like, moving throughout the county, you know, I do struggle to get in that places. And so having an all-star node would be awesome. And the clear note, I'm sorry to hear that. That's been pretty in trouble. I've heard nothing but good things about that, so hopefully we can get that resolved. But those things are supposed to be top-notch. They're nice people.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed about that. I apparently it's done a few software updates, and apparently the updates haven't gone too well on my node, apparently. So I don't know. There's something called Red Node that pops up with wanting to update every so often, and the ALS3, I guess, updates. I guess automatically in the background or something. But, yeah, anyway, luckily I got the Zoom spot to fool around with. And, yeah, I know what you mean. I was kind of the same way. I used to have a 50-watt mobile that did crossband repeat, and I didn't have any mobile in my car. And I used to do the repeater checks the first Saturday of the month kind of thing. So I would set up the mobile and crossband repeat, and I'd wander around some of the sirens here around the house, and I'd call back to my radio at home and then crossband to the repeater we were supposed to check in on. It worked out pretty good.
Well, I'd like to be able to work for these days. Well, it would be just Motorola makes a thing like that, where you can use the radio to basically relay over to the, you know, you can use like a simplex frequency to the radio with a certain like PL tone, and then the radio goes to forward.
Yeah, these a couple of these new any tones, they're supposed to be able to do cross mode repeat. I gave it a quick try, and pretty good to work, so I'll have to fiddle with that, because it seems kind of interesting to be able to talk analog into the mobile and come out DMR or vice versa kind of thing. I'll have to fiddle with that. I'll have to wrestle with that for a while and see what happens.
Well, that's one of the main videos, though. It's a fun hobby.
I kind of lost you there, John. You were, during our conversation, you were starting to go off a little bit there, and you kind of dropped out.
Gotcha. Well, that's odd. I am inside, so I haven't moved, though, but I should probably take it outside. There goes, you know, the case in point of the HTs and getting more power.
Yeah, okay, there you are, nice and strong and clear again. Yeah, it's a little hard to get used to there. Move a little bit one way or the other, and things disappear. That's kind of what I liked about the digital. It just didn't seem to do that. You're either in nice and solid, or you're gone.
Yeah, I checked my settings to make sure I was on high power, and we are, so I can't really change anything, and I'm going to hold the radio perfectly still in this spot. But so hopefully you can hear me a little better, but I'll try to just remember this position.
Yeah, you're back here, normal, now, nice and clear, good audio, good signal. I was starting to think it was some of my gear here, which could be also, you know, like I said, I'm most of the time I'm stuck on a node, so it involves an internet connection. And in our area, you'd think we'd have a, you know, I was looking for a fiber optic in this area, and there's nothing that comes over here, so, but yeah, our internet over here hasn't been the greatest.
Yeah, I'm jealous of the nodes, though. I need to get that working. That would be really cool. I need to buckle down tomorrow. I got a birthday party for my...
Yeah, right, you're that. It's just another reminder of getting old, isn't it? and yeah, happy birthday anyway, in case I don't catch up with you tomorrow.
Yeah, the birthday's not till the 17th, so it's no big deal. But so hopefully Dave's not listening, because I told him I wasn't going to tell him when it was. But he said he was going to find out, but we'll see. But I don't know. I love. We've had a family party like every weekend this last.
Well, that's cool. Just more parties, more times to get together, more excuses to get together. And yeah, I know what you mean about getting the node bug there. I got it myself. I got the clear node and the ZumSpot Elite. And now I, you know, after watching a bunch of YouTube videos and stuff, now I got the bug to start building Raspberry Pi nodes. And so I'm starting to look into that. Just what I need, another habit.
Yeah, I hear that. That's probably what I'm going to be left working. If I don't have something that I can use, I have a little bit of an office set up today, but the plan is a little bit more.
PHWOK. I don't know what happened, John, but I didn't get hardly almost any of that.
It seems like I might have lost you on that last one. Hopefully I'm still getting through. This is KEAWUO.
Yeah, there you are. That last, the last transmission there, I didn't get almost any of that. And then I didn't hear you coming back at all, so I started checking my dashboard to make sure I was still connected.
Gotcha. I'm going to go outside with the dogs real quick and see if I'm coming in any better.
Yeah, okay, I'll be here. I'm just sitting on the porch having a cigar.
All right, well, I'm outside now, so hopefully you can hear me quite a bit better, hopefully, or at least you can hear me.
Oh, yeah, real good. Nice, strong, clear, good audio, good signal.
Well, that's good to hear. You, sitting on the porch smoking a cigar, eh? You, what are you, what's your cigar of choice?
Cheap ones.
Nice. No Cuban cigars or anything fancy?
No, I'd rather spend the money on toys. You know, I've been buying these, what do they call it, Cheyenne or something. They're like cigarette-sized cigars, except they're cigar tobacco and cigar leaf wrapped instead of the paper, and they have a filter on them, so they're not quite so bad there. But I kind of like them a lot.
Nice, yeah. I've tried the cigars once, and, you know, it's... I think it's one of those things that's like an acquired taste. Like the more you do it, the more you enjoy it. But I think my dad gave me one when I was a kid, and he's like, "You got to bite the end off." And I bit the end off, and it was just awful. It was just awful. And maybe he did that on purpose, but I didn't pick up the hobby or something. But I don't know. Not for me, but I've always wondered, because there's a lot of people that sure do seem to like them. So it would be an interesting thing. I've always wondered what, the big hullabaloo about, like, Cuban cigars was, and are they worth the extra money, or is it just another cigar?
Yeah, I have no idea. I've never tried one. They were always too expensive and or hard to get, or we weren't getting along with Cuba and weren't supposed to be getting them, and, all that kind of stuff. So I've always stuck with these ones that are, and like you said, you chew on the end of it there for a while. I know guys who used to smoke cigars, and they'd have that thing chewing on the end of it all day long kind of thing, and that gets pretty nasty. So I stuck with the ones that have a filter on it. And smoking in general is an acquired taste. I remember the very first time I started smoking, so I bought a pack of cigarettes to see what is the big kick about this smoking thing? Why are so many people hooked on it? And, the first one you light up, and you're choking and gagging and going, man, what is it these people see with this crap? But by the time you finish the pack, you go, I'll try one more pack, and then here we are 57 years later.
Yeah, I hear that. Luckily I never forced myself to finish the pack or the cigar. I could totally agree that, after chewing on the end of a cigar all day long, that would be awful, like it's all soggy and falling apart and it's all in your teeth, and not for me.
Yeah, it's kind of like chewing tobacco. I never could get the attraction to that either. I think I tried that once, and I think I was spitting it back out within about 30 seconds.
I think the more you do it, probably the better, the more you do it, the more you learn how to do it and not make it nasty and not, like, gobble the darn thing up, but I don't know. It's an interesting habit or hobby or whatever, but all right, well, I will let you enjoy the rest of your smoke there, and I will head back inside where it's a little bit warmer, and you have a great rest of your night, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, John, enjoyed the chat, always do, and congratulations again to you guys on the third place placing there. You guys deserved it. I think you'll probably be second or number one next year. You guys are still working at it. Anyway, have a good one, and we'll catch you later. K8WOJ, hope Dean gets his troubles worked out there.
Yeah, me too. I messaged him, and talking to him earlier in the day, and I didn't notice it, but we'll get a hold of him tomorrow and see what he sounds like and maybe narrow down what the issue is. And, I sure hope we can take that first place. But all right, I will go. This is KE8WUO 73s.
Catch you later, young man. KE8WOK clear.